Isaiah had a dream of a Savior coming into the world in a new kind of a world. But what a strange image he offers us of a new Savior. A tree gets chopped down to the stump, and then sometime later, a new shoot comes out of that stump. Now, I don't know if you have had any trees that you had cut in your home, but once you cut it down to a stump, you don't want to see a shoot, right? People call them suckers, right? And they're ugly. People don't like those shoots from a stump. Isaiah says that's how the Messiah is going to appear. Something in the stump, life force, can't resist giving off life. And it shoots off this new life form. But of course, this new shoot, its survival is not guaranteed. It's very fragile. A bug could get it. Wrong amount of sun or wind could kill it. It is totally defenseless, this new shoot from a stump. But come to think of it, Isaiah's dream of this new Savior coming to save us wasn't far off the mark, was it? Because Jesus comes, not as a mighty general with his army around, or as a rich man with money in his hands, or a smart philosopher with followers. No, he comes as a defenseless baby into this earth. Of course, the angel keeps repeating this mantra, "Fear not. Do not be afraid." This new shoot, this baby being born, and us, we can feel safe, he says, because God is here, because God's name is Emmanuel, God who is with us. God is already on the scene, he says, so you can feel safe. Even when you're vulnerable, when you're trying to reach out, when you're trying to grow, because God is here. Now, if you know how trees grow, you know that the growth of the trees does not happen in the trunk or middle of the tree. It's always at the edges, right? There are new cells growing, and these cells allow the tree to reach out and grow one layer at a time into newness. Jesus comes as his new shoot, as his baby, to build a new future. He is that kind of a leader, Isaiah tells us. So perhaps it is fitting that Nelson Mandela died during this Advent season 3 days ago at the ripe old age of 95. It is fitting that we celebrate his life as we look forward to a new leader coming to save us, to show in his body what peace and justice and love and compassion should really look like. Mandela, I think, was another shoot from God's old stump. Mandela wanted change with his people, but they had to wait a long time. But he was willing to wait because he believed God was alive. He knew that the road toward change was hard, but he was willing to wait. He said, "I'm fundamentally an optimist," he said. Whether that comes from nature or nurture, I don't know. Part of being optimistic is keeping one's head pointed toward the sun, one's feet moving forward. Change was coming, but he realized how hard it was. But he was willing to wait and walk. Mandela wanted peace, but he walked it himself. "If you want to make peace with your enemy," he said, You have to work with your enemy. Then he becomes your partner. But you know, making peace wasn't easy or quick. He said, I have walked the long road to freedom. I have tried not to falter. I have made missteps along the way. But I have discovered the secret that after climbing a great hill, one only finds that there are many more hills to climb. I have taken a moment here to rest, to steal a view of the glorious vista that surrounds me, to look back on the distance I have come. But I can only rest for a moment, for with freedom comes responsibility, and I dare not linger, for my long walk is not ended. If you look at Mandela, he worked out one piece at a time. The wolf, the tiger, the lion, the snake, the adder. He dared to believe that peace could be made with anyone. And that you do that by walking and imagining miracles and futures. Mandela lived 27 years in prison, yet he was a hopeful man. He said, do not judge me by my successes. Judge me by how many times I fell down and got back up again. He was a persistent man. In his autobiography, he writes about how when he was in the prison, one day they brought news of a new granddaughter. And in Africa, grandfathers have the privilege of naming a granddaughter's name. So he named her Zaziwe, which means hope. For him, she became the symbol of hope for the future, for his people. But ultimately, Mandela says he was driven by love. He said it so eloquently, no one is born hating another person because of the color of their skin or their background or their religion. People must learn to hate. And if they can learn to hate, they can be taught to love. For love comes more naturally to the human being, to the human heart, than its opposite. They tell us that the 20th century was the most violent and the most warring century of all of human history. Yet in this century, we saw this man who was a catalyst, a light for peace and change. He was a leader that our world deserved, and God gave us Mandela. Yet he wouldn't allow any talk of being a saint. I'm not a saint, he said, unless you think of a saint as a sinner who keeps on trying. So as we have read Isaiah this morning of this vision of a leader who would come to save us, it is so fitting that we have the example of Mandela, who knew he was a sinner on the way toward becoming a saint. Who knew that he was a shoot, and there were so many ways that his new branch could have been killed and destroyed, yet God kept it alive. I don't know what it is in our life that needs attention today, that deserves change. What part of us are unfinished and vulnerable? Parts that we are afraid to let out into the sun. But if we are not afraid, if we dare to believe, we can dare to be vulnerable to God's Spirit, who can take us to a different place. New life, new growth comes from within, sometimes comes from forces that we can't imagine can be good for us, the storms of life, as we call them. Actually, the storms are as important to our growth as is the sunlight. Back in the 90s, there was a project called Biodome. I don't know if any of you here worked on that. But they built this huge self-contained biological environment, a mini Earth, you might say, sealed away from the outside world. And scientists learned a lot about human life. But there was a disappointment, especially with the trees. They had the sunlight, they had the water, they had the right nutrition for the trees, but the trees would grow and then they would just fall, limp. They couldn't figure out what happened. Finally, they realized that there was one element from the outside world that this tree missed, the wind. Because it seems that the trees grow because when the wind comes and knocks it down, it breaks something in the skin of the tree, but then it grows up again against the wind, and then slowly begins to stand so that it's a tall, full-grown tree, able to stand, able to grow. I wonder how many of us thank God for the storms in our life, because perhaps they're the ones that are as pivotal to our growth as the good days of sunlight. But we are afraid to change, to grow, to go to a different place. Perhaps it is there are so many forces that are against us. Yet perhaps we're just afraid. Yet the angel will remind us, do not be afraid. God will be there. God is here today. We just need to open our eyes to see the new reality. Perhaps we are at the cusp of a new beginning and are afraid. I hope that you allow God to take you to a different place. We can be afraid of the unknown and what people may say. Yet let us hear the angel say, be not, be afraid. Mandela showed us how to wait, how to hope, how to live a way of life, and how to love, how to break all the boundaries. I believe in this Advent season, we too can wait, we too can hope, and make peace, and walk the way of love, because God is here with us, God whose name is Emmanuel. May we keep ahead of us this vision of a new world that is possible, and know that there are others who may be like a weak and vulnerable shoot, but who in their own way show us the new changes are possible, that peace is possible, that we can live together in love. May the Spirit continue to stir us so that we are willing and able to put out new shoots, giving hope to a world that needs so much the love and the hope of God. Thanks be to God for this wonderful season. Amen.